From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love. This week, it's a work day at Strathmore Gardens as one team visits to give the place a Christmas spruce up. Stay tuned to find out who is sharing the love. The Strathmore Gardens Place of Safety in Spanish Elm, St. Catherine, has received a facelift and much-needed supplies just in time for Christmas. Earlier this month, staff members and other volunteers from the Real Estate Board, REB, made the trek to the children's home for a work day. REB Chief Executive Officer Sandra Watson-Garrick says the initiative was spearheaded by the Staff Engagement and Corporate Outreach Committee as part of the company's corporate social responsibility efforts. In September, representatives visited the home to ascertain the needs of the more than 40 children living there.
We came and the person in charge, Mr. McKenzie, he identified some areas of need, showed us roughly what their pantry was like. And when we were told that it was 40 children to be looked after, we thought the pantry looked a little bare. And so we went back and decided how we could help, and also we wanted to give items of food and toiletries so that the boys and girls here would be able to benefit from whatever we were giving.
The team of about 20 men and women painted the entire exterior of the building. They also donated items of clothing and other essentials for the children. Mrs. Watson-Garrick says a large box was placed in the lobby area of the board's Trafalgar Road office to accept donations of canned food, dried goods, and other non-perishables.
Majority of the stuff that we have here today to give as gifts came from the staff who, every time they went to the groceries, they would buy additional stuff so that we could actually place those stuff in the boxes. For me personally, it pained my heart to see the children keeping their heads down. Most of them had their heads down. Very, very painful for me. They didn't look you in the eye, they just kept their heads down.
She adds that the employees were more than excited about the project and everyone wanted to get involved. The volunteers were also encouraged by the willingness of the children to help out, each wanting to get in on the renovation work. Head supervisor at Strathmore Gardens Place of Safety, Marcia Tucker, expressed delight that the hard-working team from the REB chose her institution to share the love.
I appreciate it very much to see the prettiness and the brightness. Our children really appreciate it, and my staff also.
A privately owned and operated facility, Strathmore Gardens Place of Safety cares for children up to 13 years old. It provides early childhood and special needs education on site through its Lees Learning Center. So, when the staff arrived, they found wards with varying needs and they rose to the challenge.
The kids would feel very good, man. They would appreciate it very much because when, you know, they like when people come in to the community to assist us and help us, to show them more love. We are here every day giving them love, but when people come inside and do such an event for them, it makes them feel good.
Ms. Tucker is also encouraging other organizations to expend a similar effort or perhaps drop by just to say hello, not only at Christmas time, but throughout the year. In 2016, the REB, home of the Commission of Strata Corporations, and more recently the Timeshares Registry, made a donation of food and toiletries to the St. Monica's Home for the Elderly in White Marl, St. Catherine. The previous year, the entity paved a part of the yard at the facility. This year, they decided to extend help to younger wards of the state with plans to provide additional assistance going forward. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week and happy holidays.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.